And we're about to get into the topic of the steam generators, radioactive cargo that's being discussed right now, and we're going to get some warnings on this from the radioactive waste watchdog at Beyond Nuclear. And I'd like to welcome to the Word of Mouth Wednesday today, Kevin Camps. Hello, Kevin.
Thank you, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for being on the show, thanks for all the work you're doing with Beyond Nuclear, getting the word out. With what's been going on here, we've been talking about the steam generators issue because I know it's originating in the province of Ontario, but it affects a lot of the areas around here. How dangerous is this plan, steam generator transportation plan?
Well, it does have risks all its own, radiological risks. It contains quite a quantity of plutonium, which is an ultra-hazardous radioactive isotope. And just to give listeners an idea of how sloppy a job the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission staff did in analyzing the risks of this shipment, they forgot to include one of the plutonium isotopes in their original analysis, and they only admitted their error a day before the hearings, the public hearings in Ottawa, which were at the end of September. So a few days ago, the environmental watchdogs put out a press release trying to better explain to the media and the public the dangers of plutonium. It turns out if you do the math on how much plutonium is in these 16 radioactive steam generators, it's actually enough to deliver a lifetime dose of plutonium exposure to 52 million nuclear workers. So it just goes to show that the amount of plutonium in these shipments, if any of it were to escape into the Great Lakes, such as in a sinking accident of the ship, it could be a really real disastrous day for the Great Lakes region.
Right, and that's why this is such a big issue that we're talking about here. Why is this even a plan? Why are they even considering this transporting this material? Do you know what the logic is?
Well, the logic is very difficult to determine. What they claim they're doing is recycling the metal that they're able to recycle that's below a certain threshold of radioactive contamination. They're shipping it all the way to Sweden to a place called Studsvik Nuclear Company, where the outer shell of the steam generators will be cut open and stripped away, and that material would be recycled into consumer products, industrial products, and the internal highly radioactive tube bundle, which contains the plutonium in concentration, would then be returned to Canada as radioactive waste. So a whole lot of shipment with the shipment risks associated with that. And then there's the risks of the radioactive contaminated metal being recycled, so-called, into consumer products. That will also carry a radioactive risk for unsuspecting consumers of those products wherever they end up.
Right, and how about your work on this issue? Are you mainly been trying to get the word out on the risks? How has Beyond Nuclear been dealing with this issue?
Well, the great news is that there's been a real groundswell of opposition both in Canada and the United States, as well as in First Nations along the shipment route, especially throughout the Great Lakes. There's also Swedish opposition to this plan, and what we're doing strategically, we're really focusing on the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission, which is the lead agency that would have to approve the shipment. We're calling on the CNSC, and we have a deadline of November 22nd, which is next Monday, to submit our comments, calling on the CNSC to carry out the highest level environmental assessment under Canadian law. It's called a full panel review. And we think, with the Great Lakes being the drinking water supply for 40 million people in the two countries, that this certainly deserves the highest level environmental analysis. And we're doing the same thing on the United States side. The agency here that would have to permit the entry into U.S. territorial waters on the Great Lakes is called the Pipelines and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. It's a part of the U.S. Department of Transportation. And we're calling on that agency under U.S. law, the National Environmental Policy Act, to carry out the highest level environmental assessment, and that would be called an environmental impact statement. So we're also letting legislators in both countries know at the federal level that this needs to happen. So we've gotten a letter from 7 U.S. senators throughout the Great Lakes that was sent to both the CNSC and to the agency here in the U.S. And it called for just that, the highest level environmental analysis. It really called for the brakes to be put on the shipment to stop the rush. And we're concerned that this November 22nd comment deadline, coupled with a meeting just announced of the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission to happen on December 8th, this could be laying the groundwork for a quick rubber stamp, and they may still be trying to ship this thing before the end of this year.
Oh, well. I didn't know about that. That's pressing times, I guess. Is this an open comments, or would you only be recommending people that know about this issue for the comments? Like, are you recommending people to comment, or is it for?
Yes. Yeah, I would very much encourage folks who are listening to comment. And a way to do that would be you could get more information at our website, which is simply www.beyondnuclear.org. And if you go under the left-hand side menu, there's an international button. And under international, there's Canada. And we've got materials posted up there. Another great website is the Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility. So that's just www.ccnr.org. Mm-hmm. And they, right on their homepage, have these materials posted. And it also includes ways that folks can get a hold of the CNSC, email addresses especially, for sending comments. And, we very much encourage everyone to comment, everyone who cares about the Great Lakes, everyone who cares about safe consumer products made of metal, because if this material does get recycled, it could mean that people are getting radiation doses just from the simplest of consumer items, from zippers on your pants to belt buckles to braces on children's teeth, you name it. If it's made of metal, if radioactive metals are entering the recycling stream, it's going to make our consumer products radioactive.
Wow, we're speaking with Kevin Camps from Beyond Nuclear, and I know Beyond Nuclear is based in the United States, and you had mentioned that you had seven senators writing a letter about this issue. With what I noticed what was going on recently in the U.S., that you had the midterm elections, do you know if was this at all an election issue in the U.S., this issue?
Well, I don't know that it rose to the level of... Yeah, of that, unfortunately. We still have a lot of work to do to make politicians and even the general public realize how significant these issues are. A real ironic turn, unfortunately, was that the lead senator, Senator Russ Feingold of Wisconsin, a Democrat, all seven senators who signed this letter were actually Democrats. We did get a Republican House member to make a similar statement, so it is a bipartisan effort now. But unfortunately, Senator Russ Feingold, probably the most progressive member of the United States Senate, lost his reelection. So I guess no good deed goes unpunished. He really took the lead on this letter. And we're going to, you know, continue to work with the other six senators for sure, and we're going to try to expand that effort out, like I say, into the Republican Party as well. Some good news from election returns. There was, for environmentalists, there were a lot of bad news. There was a lot of bad news from Election Day, but... Even the loss of a seat by the Democrats in the state of Illinois, the new senator from Illinois is Mark Kirk, a former House member. He's a Republican, but he cares about Lake Michigan, and we're going to definitely meet with his office as soon as possible and try to get him to take an issue. A part of what's getting the attention of senators is the precedent that this could set. Senator Feingold, for example, the leader of this effort, is on Lake Michigan. Wisconsin is on Lake Michigan, so not on the shipment route for this steam generator shipment, but it sets a precedent. And actually, the U.S. Department of Energy has proposed, under its now canceled, fortunately, Yucca Mountain dump plan, to barge high-level radioactive waste on Lake Michigan. And Senator Feingold knows about that, and he's very concerned that this steam generator shipment will set the precedent for larger numbers of radioactive waste shipments on the Great Lakes, but also higher level radioactive waste shipments on the Great Lakes.
Wow. Well, yeah, so this is getting into, we're getting into a big issue. We're talking about a large amount of area when we're talking about the entire Great Lakes region. But I actually wanted to ask you about something that's going on here locally, because we're getting a lot of headlines about the nuclear issues in the past few days, because Dr. Helen Caldicott has been speaking close to Toronto in Oshawa, Ontario, and she has been advising residents of Port Hope, Ontario, The headlines are about suing the federal government due to exposure from radiation, and she advised people living in the Port Hope area to move, and then she made mention that the Lake Ontario is being contaminated currently. Have you heard about this? Are these concerns about Dr. Helen Caldicott's trip or at all?
Well, just in full disclosure, Dr. Helen Caldicott is actually our founding president at Beyond Nuclear.
Oh, awesome.
So there is a connection there between us. She's now retired back to Australia, but she does make it to North America on speaking tours like this. And I think she makes some good points. It's very tragic that Port Hope is significantly, severely contaminated. All of the uranium that's mined in Canada is sent to Port Hope for processing, even the uranium that's exported to other countries like the United States. So there's contamination throughout the town. It's kind of a unique situation in the fact that the nuclear facilities are right in town. And even the waste disposal facilities are problematic. For instance, there's a dumping ground for wastes that are radioactive and toxic, and there is a drainage pipe right out into Lake Ontario from that still active dumping ground. And in fact, there have been some instances of dumping right in the lake that have taken place over the decades. So the contamination is severe, and it's of great concern. And I think that the federal agencies should be held to account for what they've permitted to happen there for so long.
Wow! And I guess just to finish off on the right note here, and to get people keep people thinking about this, and I know we're speaking with Kevin Camps. You've been quoted in major media, and you've spoken all over the world. You've testified before government officials, and you work with Beyond Nuclear. Is there anything that you could recommend that people do? Any last research? Any final words?
Yeah, I would again encourage listeners to go to the website beyondnuclear.org, as well as to the website ccnr.org, not only to learn about the radioactive steam generator shipment proposal and take action, but there's so many other issues throughout the Great Lakes. Ontario is the most nuclear neck of the woods in all of North America, unfortunately. There's 20 reactors in Ontario, some very close to downtown Toronto at Darlington and Pickering. All of these reactors are very dangerous, and we need all the help we can get, the anti-nuclear movement, to shut these places down before something horrible happens.
For real, yeah. Thanks a lot, Kevin Camps, for joining us today.
Thank you for the invitation, Daniel.
All right, thanks. Yeah, and that was Kevin Camps from Beyond Nuclear. The website, once again, beyondnuclear.org. Or also check out the website ccnr.org, Canadian Coalition for Nuclear Responsibility, which Dr. Gordon Edwards is one of the members of that. We've interviewed Gordon Edwards in the past. We've interviewed Dr. Helen Caldicott in the past. And now we've interviewed Kevin Camps. And we're still going to be talking about this issue because we're talking about a major steam generators, radioactive cargo shipping along the Great Lakes, up the St. Lawrence, across the Atlantic Ocean to Sweden that could be still. Occurring, as soon as within the next few weeks before the end of the year was the warning that we just got there from Kevin Camp. So, stay tuned for more coverage of that.